Let's try and picture the scene here as we move into this particular chapter. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming to a place called Sychar. Now, it's important to notice that right from the very beginning that this wasn't a chance meeting. It was not a chance meeting that the Lord Jesus Christ had with this woman from Samaria. Unfortunately, the Bible doesn't give us her name. She's nameless. She's just a woman from Samaria. And normally, under circumstances, a Jew would not go through Samaria. He would take a longer road in order to get to his destination. But this, it says right at the beginning, it's important that we pick up some of these small details. It says he had to go through Samaria. Unknown to her, but in God's plan, the Lord Jesus Christ had an appointment with a woman at a well. Now, any time you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not by chance, because God has planned it so. And I would suggest if you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that you take that opportunity and you listen to what he has to say to you. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming to Sychar and to outside the village and to a place which had a particular well, a well that was given to him by the ancient Jacob. And sitting by the well, it says he was tired. Now, there's something I really just noticed it this morning and thought about it as I was reading it over. We've got 13 people here. We've got 12 disciples and we've got the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And it says that he was there alone because he had sent 12 men to get food. That's a bit strange, isn't it? Now, there were different supermarkets, so they didn't all need to go and pick what they wanted. Probably they would just go and buy bread. But he sent them away. Why did he send them away? Because he wanted to meet this woman alone. And so we get this lovely story, a lovely encounter. A woman comes, as she did every day at noontime, to fill her jars of water. Why did she come alone? Well, as a Samaritan, all the women who were going to fill their water jugs in the morning when it was cooler, they were Samaritans as well. But this woman, it says that she was an immoral woman. And she was an outcast. And the women of the village had nothing to do with her. So she had to come on her own. And when she comes to the well and she sees the Lord Jesus, first of all, she recognized him as a man, which was unheard of, as a man speaking to a woman. And then she recognized that he was a Jew. And this was a very awkward situation for this woman. And sometimes, you know, you think, well, she may be a wee bit down, she may be a bit timid, but that's not really the case. Because as she draws near to her, the Lord Jesus says, could you please give me a drink? And then she attacks the Lord Jesus in a type of way. I feel that's how it comes over to me. She says, you're a Jew. Why do you want me to give you a drink? And then the conversation goes on. And she says, you've got nothing to draw water with. And then the Lord Jesus says to her, if you only knew who was speaking to you and what I could do for you, you would ask me for a drink. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to her about water which was inward. It was a spring of water bubbling up within. And the Lord said to her, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. But she didn't get the point, because she says, give me this water. Why? To quench her thirst? No. To satisfy her? No. She says, give me the water so I don't need to come back here every day for water. She didn't get the point. She didn't understand what the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about. And so the conversation goes on. And it goes back and forward for quite a while. And then the Lord Jesus, as he does so often, he just seemed to put his finger on the pulse. And he says to him, I'll tell you what, go and get your husband. Go and get your husband and bring him here. And that really struck a raw chord in that woman's life. And that woman, she says, but I've no husband. And the Lord Jesus said to her, you speak right because you've had five. And the one you're staying with now is your partner. Bring it up to modern day language. And for the first time in this conversation, here is a woman who realizes that there's somebody who can understand her, knows all about her, and can look into her heart and know what she's thinking. And that's a lesson that each of us has to learn this morning. God knows us. Christ knows us. He knows our thinking. He knows our heartbeat. And he knows all about us. And then we added to that, and he loves us just the same. And so this woman starts to change her tack altogether. She had been aggressive to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now she starts to wonder who he was. And she says, I know the Messiah will come, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. And for the first time, I think the Lord Jesus Christ really got through to her. He says, I'm the Messiah. I am the Messiah. And just as that time, to the surprise of the disciples, they all trooped back from the village with the provisions that they'd been sent for. And here was a woman who had come face to face with Jesus Christ. And I want you to notice what she did. It says, the woman left her water jar beside the well and went back to the village and told everyone, come and meet a man. Come and meet a man who told me everything I ever did. The very things that she took day after day after day became of little importance to her. She left her pots at the well and she went back to her village. A village that where she was shunned. She had no respect. The women of Sychar had no respect for this woman. And yet she went back to the very place where she was shunned. And this is what she said. I want you to come and meet a man. I want you to come and meet a man. A man who has told me everything I've done. A man who knows me outside in and inside out. I want you to come and meet him because I think he's the Messiah. And I love the translation. I really like my translation. I was telling John the other week that this one's getting a wee bit worn. And I hope he took the hint, but never mind. This translation says this. It says that the people came streaming out the village to see him. And when they came to see him, it says some of them believed. Why? The scripture is very clear on this. It says, because of what the woman had said. They saw a difference in this woman. A woman who to them was an outcast. Probably her expression had changed. Her attitude had changed. She was coming and speaking to people who normally didn't listen to her and didn't speak to her. And I love this little phrase at the end. It says, when the people came out, they said, we want you to stay with us. We want you to stay with us. 62 years ago, as a boy of 10, I asked the Lord Jesus to stay with me. And he stayed with me ever since. And he'll stay with me till the end. And that's from the Word of God. I wonder if you've had an encounter with the Lord Jesus. I wonder if you met him as this woman met him. Not for one minute am I suggesting that you are living a life which this woman was living. But it doesn't matter what kind of life we live. There has to be a time and a place, if you want to see it that way, there has to be a time when we come face to face with Jesus. Because if we don't come face to face with Jesus here, we'll come face to face with him there, in heaven, or in eternity. This woman met Jesus, just the same as Nicodemus met Jesus, just the same as Peter met Jesus by the lake shore in Galilee, just the same as Mary met Jesus on that resurrection morning. And their lives were changed. And our lives are changed when we come to meet Jesus. As a boy, growing up in the village of Colburn, which I often tell you about, I tell you because it means so much to me and it fits in with what I'm trying to say to you. But summer holidays were great. We didn't go very far. My father worked in the pit and they didn't get many holidays in these days. If we got to Prestwick for a week, that was the sum total. But the summer holidays were packed with activity. We were out on the moors or in the hills, or as boys, out and back for lunch, or as we called it, our dinner. We got our tea at night. We got all mixed up nowadays. But in these days, we would go out and play. We'd go onto the hills, and we would. One of our favourites in the summer was looking for birds' nests. And then we would watch them as the eggs would hatch and so on. I never was allowed to take an egg. My father was very strong on that. But one of the places we used to go, on the hill, the skylarks were easy to find because you watched them way up in the sky and then they dropped and then you went and found them. And the peeweeps, well, when you got near their nests, they just laid it in the grass. When you got near their nest, they kidded on they were lame to try and take you away. All these tricks you learned and you found in it. And then you watched them hatch and grow. One of the places we used to go was the plantation, we called it. It was just a plantation of trees. But there, the road from Lismahago was going that way, and the road from Colburn to Straven was going that way. And when you used to come in, my mum or my dad would say to me, "Where have you been?" "Oh, well, we were over at the crossroads." We were at the crossroads. Because the two roads crossed. And it was generally known in the village as the crossroads. I want to take you back to your Sunday school days. I met Jesus at the crossroads. Where the two roads meet, Satan too was standing there. And he said, "Come this way. Lots and lots of pleasure I will give to you today." But I said no. For Jesus is here. Just see what he offers me. Down here, my sins forgiven. Up there, a home in heaven. Praise God. That's a praise for me. I wonder if you've been at a crossroads in your life. And Jesus was there. And Satan was there. And Satan is tempting you with the pleasures of the world. And you've been tempted. Just let me remind you what Robert Burns said. Pleasures are like poppy spread. You seize the flower, the blooming shed. Or like the snowflake on the river. A moment white, then gone forever. Pleasures of Satan are only seasonal. But the pleasures found in the Lord Jesus Christ are for eternity. And this morning, I would recommend to you that if Jesus is speaking to you, don't turn away. Listen to him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest." There is no rest in any other than in the Lord Jesus Christ. This nameless woman, troubled with sin and immorality, found peace, satisfaction, cleansing, because you met Jesus. And you and I can meet the same from sin at the foot of the cross. I trust this morning, as you ponder these things, don't let them just slip through your mind and leave them go. Ponder them and give God an answer. And make sure that the answer is, yes, Jesus, I will go with you. And he'll lead you, and he'll direct you, and he'll take you right through until that day when he takes you into the Father's presence. What a hope!